I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
All right, here we go. Welcome to it. More KBJ. We're just going to keep on going, baby. Welcome all the Facebook and YouTube people watching us live, or people checking out the just podcast itself. Listen at home, whatever you might be doing in your car. Appreciate you guys. Know a lot of people checking out on the smartphones. It's a popular way to listen. I listen to most of my stuff on the phone now. We are pretty much everywhere. We got the free 97.9 WRMF app you can download. We're on iHeartRadio, Podcast One, your podcast app, Podbean, boom, boom, boom. All over the place. Get it, download it. So, whatever you want to do. So, yeah, Virginia's got a new addition here.
I do. Mm-hmm. I have my window company that's putting a sign behind me mm-hmm. for the video portion of KBJ TV. And mm-hmm. Denny's is back here engineering his ass off.
His ass is coming off?
It's actually blocking the window, funny enough.
Look at that. Yeah, Denny's did it.
Good job, Tiger. Denny's. Mall Tiger. Roar for the people. Roar for the people.
That's a Tiger King. That's a Tiger King right there.
Bite somebody.
Is that sign bigger or smaller than your actual house?
That sign is smaller.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It's a big sign.
It is, yeah.
I couldn't barely notice it.
It makes me look skinny, though, so I love it.
Yeah, they went all out. Good for them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. If you ever want to know the BNT Impact Windows and Doors, it's right behind Virginia.
And Rocco just broke my window this week, so it's perfect timing that new windows are going in.
Yeah, you get those hurricane windows, and he kicks that. Yeah, it ain't going to break.
It ain't going to break.
Unless you're talking about his foot.
Yeah, his foot might break.
Good. It'll teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
Don't kick a hurricane window.
You said those hurricane, the hurricane windows is a category 4 winds?
I think that's what mine are. Yeah.
They're strong.
They're strong.
If a person tries to, like, throw a brick through them, the brick bounces off.
What about a bullet?
A bullet? I don't know about. I have to ask him. I didn't ask him bullet. They're going to put them in, and they said we can make a video trying to go through them after they put them in. And if for some reason one of them breaks, they'll put a new one in.
I want to take that challenge.
I know.
I feel like I could.
Well, that's how I sold the deal on you taking that challenge.
All right.
What would you do to try to break it?
Probably wear maybe like concrete blocks around my neck and head and go Pete Rose style and do it.
You'd snap your neck.
One method.
It feels safe.
Oh, you'd snap his neck. It would be so horrifying because he would just hit it and then just go limp. And then you'd be like, son of a bitch, I don't think he's getting up from that one.
Would you be mad if we didn't get that many likes on the video then after?
Probably,
Your death? Well, it'd be weird because you don't know if you want to like it or not.
You don't want to like it.
People would be torn. So oddly enough, his death only gets likes from the people that hate him.
Oh.
There's quite a few.
Damn.
And let's hope it's low.
We'd
actually be rooting for low likes on that video.
The one that would be insulting if I really did die is the laughing one. Like, bah! Bird dead. Bah!
LOL.
Yeah, you put me on the spot. I got to rethink it.
Yeah, okay.
I got to rethink it.
Well, and we don't have to just come at it with one thing. Like, you can come at it with whatever. I'm going to send Rocco at it, Mags at it, Panda at it.
Everybody going to break their face.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be fun. I feel like just kind of jumping into it.
I love it. Literally, you could jump into this window.
You could. Yeah, you could. All right, let's see here. We've got a raise your hand poll that we did on the regular show. We say that we'll expand on that with stories. The ones that people raise their hand on today, if you've ever peed on another person, raise your hand. Now, there are many different ways that this could happen. I raised my hand. Denny's raised his hand as well. I mean, it could just be an innocent little kid thing. It could be a bedwetter. It could be a sick perversion in the bedroom.
I mean, I think you know what our favorite would be.
The perversion.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's into that kind
no
of
No one wants to hear about your kid bedwetting story.
Totally.
If you peed on a lover, spill it.
Well, I remember that. You remember the group Garbage?
Yes.
From the 90s. They still do some stuff. Shirley Manson was the name of the lead singer of that group. And she is, I think, a redhead. She's kind of hot in that alternative way. Mm-hmm.
Grunge hot.
Yeah. And they were trying to cut through. I remember the 90s. And what always imprinted on me when they were kind of getting going, she did an interview and she talked about how she liked to pee on guys in the bedroom. I was like, ooh, would I like that? And that's what that's when it really first got introduced to me.
Would I like that?
Yes.
Think about it. Go back to that time.
The clean freak you are.
She comes into your room when you were single. You think she's hot. And she's like, Ralston, I want to hook up with you, but you got to let me just piss on your chest.
Yes.
Do you let her do that?
Yes. I do. Absolutely. We're talking about, you know, young single Kevin.
Of course.
I would have totally let her piss all over me.
For sure.
Yeah, just because I've been like, all right. Yeah, I would try anything at that point. I mean, I'm making out with gay dudes at raves. I'd do anything, you know? I mean, hey, that's just the way Kev lived his 20s.
Hold the scruples. Let's go.
Yeah, I just wanted to experience life, you know? I'm like, now I got to keep some things in check, you know? I got to be a respectable dad. But, boy, when I didn't have any of those kind of, like, judging eyes on me, I think I'd have been like, piss away, girl.
We knew there's a little freak living inside there. Yeah. We know.
He's buried deep down these days.
He's down there. He's hanging out with Fat Kevin.
Yeah, Fat Kevin.
Freaky Kevin.
Freaky Kevin.
Fat and perverse Kev. Both in a weird place together, yeah.
You and Jay Bird have all these old alter egos.
I do, yeah.
Stuck in time, those
Stuck
two.
In time, yeah. Denny's, what was your peeing on somebody's story?
So mine was revenge, because... So.
Well, wait, did you actually pee on somebody, Kevin?
I did, yeah.
I want to hear that too. Don't just skip
over. How'd it go?
You know, I'm just
quit yelling at Kevin.
Jeez.
Well, I didn't hear the story.
You're going to get it.
Oh, good.
I'm not skipping it. I'm just starting with Denny's.
Building from Shirley Manson into what happened.
No, No, I was just talking about people peeing on each other for perversion.
All if you want, interrupt her during the dirt tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Break it all down. So, Denny's, what is your story?
Well, so, I mean, geez, I must have been like 11 or 12, and we would all hang out and play video games, you know, how kids do. You bike around your neighborhood and blah, blah, blah. Well, one of the kids I beat in a video game, he went and, like, cried in the bathroom. I was like, damn, you know, I didn't mean to, like, hurt his feelings or whatever. Well, so we're playing a game, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden my neck and my hair is getting wet. And I turn around, and he's pissing all over me.
What?
As oh, like, my he was gosh. So mad.
He had his wiener out, and he was just giving it to you.
Wow. I mean, I got
I mean, you could pee in a bucket and pour it on somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's a bolder move to have your dick out and be peeing on somebody.
It was pure just anger. It got it all over me. It splashed on my friends. So anyway, like 3 weeks later, I was so mad about that at school and stuff because I was like, can you believe
it? Is that school?
Well, so I'm at school and I'm talking to my buddies. So anyway, they have a birthday party because we're all still kind of, you know, we haven't quite hit our teens yet. We're still, you know, into games and stuff. And so anyway, we're at a party, they're playing games, so I came out of the bathroom, I was so mad, I drank a shit ton of water and I pissed all over him.
He walked up to you and just started
while he was playing video games. Dude, I pissed all over him. That's like revenge.
Oh man.
But so that's how I pissed on somebody.
Wow.
Love it.
Okay.
Piss on my daddies.
Okay. Yeah, my story, it was young Kev Innocent. I still have the memory of it. It was the upstairs bathroom, my parents' house in Logan, Ohio. I don't know what my age was. I might have been first grade, somewhere around there.
Okay, you were a little guy.
Yeah, I'd be my guess. And my parents, they had this plastic cup they always kept. I remember we had a toothbrush holder that was in the wall, and there was a center thing where you put a cup to rinse your mouth, which now I think about it, knowing about germs, it's real disgusting. After this story, it's even more disgusting. So my buddy Seth Palmer was over. Our parents were friends. And I said, watch this. Hold this cup and I will pee and get every single drop in it. And so I sit on the toilet seat. It was down. I had him hold the cup. I whipped out my little pee-pee and proceeded to piss all over his face. I'm like, whoops, I missed.
What a great trick.
Oh, my God.
He was so confused. He just started crying. Mom, Kevin, peed in my face. I got a talking to for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, Mom was not happy. That's very embarrassing.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's my, yes, I peed in Seth Palmer's face.
You both got great stories.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, the other question from the raise your hand poll. Raise your hand if you've ever used nipple clamps.
Hey, well.
Jay Bird raised his hand.
Yeah, I've used it before.
Shocking.
Yeah. I'll use him again.
How often?
Not too often.
How many different girls?
Only on days that end in Y.
Just one person.
How long ago?
Probably 4.5 years ago.
Did you enjoy
5 years ago?
Did you enjoy the sensation?
We both used them.
Did you enjoy it? The sensation. Did it add to your moment?
It added a little bit.
Did you clamp them anywhere besides your teat?
No, I didn't put them on my balls, Virginia.
Look, I'm a journalist.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Clamps.
Were you going by your regular name at this time you had the nipple clamp on, or were you using an alter ego at that moment? You were Stefan, some kind of...
Stefan.
I was not using it all. I wasn't like, it's Hulk Hogan to put those clamps on my nipples.
I don't know what you're doing. You have so many alter egos in real life. I can only imagine what you're doing in the bedroom.
Stefan loves spandex.
I'm way more boring than you think.
Okay, I'm a German art dealer. And
yes. I wear high tops and bike shorts, and I shake my ass.
Okay.
Well, I'll shake my ass.
Okay. All right, raise your hand if you've ever had sex with a local or national celebrity. Me, no. I never got to raise my hand on that. I don't think anybody of any kind of fame has ever sniffed at my door.
Front or back.
Front or back. Yeah, anywhere. Yeah, no, not been me. Bird, you raise your hand on that one.
Yeah, but she's married and has kids, and she's still around.
Just tell me why she would have been known.
For radio. She was had a radio... Did radio.
Okay. All right. That's the notoriety. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is totally plausible, being in the field.
Thanks, Denny's. My fucking hype man. My tiger face hype man.
Oh, you know what? I'll take that back. I hit it with Lander Rose from Power 105 back in college.
Who's that? Lander Rose?
In Athens, Ohio, she would have been considered a local celebrity.
Oh, yeah. I guess then I did, too.
People are calling you out because
I dated other radio people.
I guess if you had somebody that would be known and she was the big afternoon drive talent on Power 105.
You also had a opener or a comedian that he actually had some notoriety. He opened up for Mencia. Oh, can I not say?
I don't give a shit.
He opened up for Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that would count. That definitely count. That guy does radio tours. He's a celebrity.
Okay. I just didn't think he was that good.
I didn't think he was good.
I didn't think he was good enough to put like a celebrity ranking on.
Or for doing other radio people.
Yeah, I didn't count radio people either. I've hooked up with quite a few of those.
Okay. All right, so then there you go.
They're not impressive. That's what I'm saying.
But they have a level of celebrity.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, we're some freaky little people.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Jason from the Pizzle sent this in about prison perspective. I was kind of looking for mental mind tricks and things that maybe somebody who has done hard time in prison has developed. Is there a strategy when you're in there? Because I just last night, I got a little squirrely when I saw, okay, we might be looking at 7 more weeks before anything of any kind of enjoyment actually starts to open up here in Florida. And then I was just like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I'm over it like now. Like, I'm like, maybe I had another weekend in me, but I'm like, oh, after this 6 more after this weekend, like I'm only halfway there. And I was just like, eh. Then I think my anxiety level on the anxiousness. It's what it is. It's, you know, nothing major, but I'm like, I'm just passed over it. So if you are doing time, how do you do it? Somebody sent a text. I thought that was rather interesting. One of their prison strategies, they had done multiple years, and they said you don't count the individual days. That's daunting, but you count it by big monumental dates, birthdays, your Christmas, your things like that. I've got maybe, hey, just 2 Christmases left.
Gotcha.
And kind of looking at it that way, it smaller numbers seem to make it a little bit better. You know, and that's really what it is. I always put little mental, you know, I reframe things in my mind.
You have to.
Yes.
You got to win small little victories, man. Trying to win that whole entire war, it's daunting.
I did that. I used to do that with my workouts. I would get into the gym and I would be just starting. I'm like going, this sucks. Like, I'm in pain. This is terrible. I've got 59 more minutes. And I started to try to get little tricks of how to mentally get through it. Because if I sat there and looked at, when I was driving into the gym, if I'd be going, you got an hour of pain, I'd just go, and I'd speed up, just drive right off.
That's why I was saying on the show, when you would walk into a math class, if you hated math,
yeah,
looking at the clock right away, that would be the worst thing. What I would do, I would not look. It would seem like forever. I'd be in there, oh man, hopefully it's almost over and it'd only be 15 minutes into it. It'd be an hour long. And then they went, I just missed that whole block scheduling. I couldn't imagine doing a math class for 2.5 hours.
That's terrible. Right.
I would just fucking lose my mind.
Yeah, nobody can focus on math for that long.
That's way too long.
Yeah, that's crazy. So Jason from The Pizzle says, there are a million factors here need to be taken into consideration. Gain time is the big one. For every month in prison, person typically gets 5 days off their sentence. Doesn't sound like much, but it does when you have a larger sentence. Also, you could be an inmate that is allowed to do outside work like landscaping or road repair type stuff. Those people usually get gain time for that too, on top of their normal gain time.
Oh.
I work for the Florida Department of Corrections. The inmates have the math down to a science. They can tell you how many days they have left, how many they've been in. It's nuts. Some think of it as a countdown. Some think of it the other way around and count how many days they have in. Yeah, see, I knew there had to be some kind of way you processed the time. I think we all do by nature. That's just something that humans have always, we've always wanted to master time or understand it.
I always block it off in little sitcom hours. I go, you only have 2 episodes of Full House.
Okay, yeah.
To get through this thing. Dude, you can do this. 2 episodes of Full House. You've done it many times.
So I'm trying to think of my mental trick to try to help me. Because last night I was unprepared for seeing June 11th, and I was just like, oh, fuck. And
even Punxsutawney Phil, I mean, he's only seeing 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah.
You're talking about 7 more weeks of winter.
I know, right? That's a way to put it.
Longer than him.
And so I'm trying to find, like, okay, that's why today I was talking about, okay, what are some fun movies that I can do? And maybe that might be my strategy, is this is going to be fun, good movie weekend of things that you love, and I can look forward to that. And then maybe that's what it is, where I really need to maybe just take a little bit of the time that I have and every weekend plan, hey, this weekend we're going to be doing, this is going to be taco weekend or whatever it might be.
It works.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, then you're like, okay, it's good. It's just little tricks.
Theme weekend.
Yeah, something like that. I need to come up with a little bit of a strategy because I noticed that my, like, started to raise.
You have to look forward to something.
Yeah.
Other than the show. Something outside of KVJ. You have to look forward to, whether it's the weekend or the evening time.
Next weekend, you should make it taco weekend because that's right before Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And our friends at BC Taco are actually making a whole taco kit for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's fun.
They'll drop it off to you, and it's got everything you need in it to do a whole entire taco fiesta in your house.
You have a taco weekend. That's when you'll see birds smugging around in your yard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can come. I'll bring you over. Come on over, man. Let's have some fun. Let's play some Connect Four. Let's just get crazy.
I would love it.
There's somebody else doing apparently what you're doing here with the Nextdoor app. Somebody said, I saw this post on my Nextdoor app, and I thought of Jaybird. You're not the only dog poop pickup warrior out there.
I love it.
This one was posted in Boca of this gentleman. He's got 2 dogs on his leash.
Oh, he looks like he does not pick up dog shit.
You got to get video, though, because the picture doesn't tell the picture.
You're right, but he looks just like he does not pick up dog shit.
And those dogs are big. They take massive dumps.
Oh, we call those multiple dumpers. that's a 4-dump walk right there.
They say, pick up dog poop pick. I will be posting pics of everyone I see walking a dog who poops, and the walker doesn't pick up. These are from my walk on Hillsboro today's pick. Zoom in. Do you know this person? Ignore me when I asked him to pick it up. I also asked him to smile for the picture, but he just started to walk faster. I encourage you all to join me.
You should get video, though, because that will legitimize you.
Virginia's right.
Because right now, you could be called out, and he could call you a liar, and you don't have the proof to defend yourself.
He actually could get you now for harassment and all that. Look, you're publicly
shaming
you
me.
Need
you
the
lied.
Proof. You need the proof.
Get a video, not a picture.
Yeah.
I got a few videos. I showed you one of them.
They're good.
How many do you need to get before you release?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's part of me that doesn't want. I mean, I don't want to rat these people out. I do it. It would be a great video. It really would be.
But you have now created war by the shore.
I already think me just running my big fucking mouth on the air, I've created this thing. There's some shit I haven't even been able to talk about on the air that I'll tell you off the air.
Tell me.
Well, the reason why I can't is because I have to prove it first, and I don't want to. It's one of those things, but I really do. And I know I always sound paranoid, but remember when I sounded paranoid when I said someone was following me, and what ended up happening?
Somebody was following you.
Stalker?
Look, I'm always paranoid, too. Paranoia loves company.
I think somebody is starting trouble with the HOA and me and filing false claims.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's all I'll say.
Well, they better bring their proof.
Oh, don't worry.
Paper and a complaint means nothing. Just like we're telling this guy, show me the video.
I think there's a family that one dog, that little mini dog that's never on a leash, that's always shitting, that always jumps on Chewy.
That dog attacks Chewy.
It's attacked many a dog. And I don't know, because I was talking shit about them on the air. I don't know if it got back to them. I don't know. I'm already saying too much. Fuck.
Saying a lot.
You just keep your ducks in a row.
All right.
Because anybody that comes after you better have proof.
Well, there's no I'm not doing anything.
Right. So then there you go. Whatever false claims they're trying to tell the HOA you're up to, you tell them, prove it, bitch.
Prove it, bitch.
Yeah. Prove it. Show me the video or pictures of me doing what they say I'm doing.
Exactly.
You're doing it right. You keep your dog on a leash.
You pick
up your poo.
Totally.
And your dogs.
Well, just dog shit everywhere. It just kind of bums you out. It looks gross.
It does look gross.
It's gross.
And these are trying times, y'all. We need to try to keep it together, not ugly up our space.
I usually don't care about stuff like that.
You should.
I really don't. But it just, you know what it was? It was that one girl who let her fucking big ass Marmaduke of a dog just, and she was really hot too, and she knew
which makes it worse.
But she did it because she knew she was hot.
She can get away with
didn't
it.
Didn't have a leash. She's looking at me in the eye. The dog's looking at me in the eye as the dog's dumping and doesn't pick it up and just runs into the day without a leash on. And all there's all this shits everywhere by
it's
my
not
place.
Cool. It's just. It's taking a whole bad situation with this coronavirus and making it worse.
Ugly people can get away with that. Kidding.
Ugly you people. Should drop trow and drop your own turd and don't break eye contact
with her. Yeah, that'll go great.
Yeah.
Then she gets me. People already think I'm losing my mind.
Well.
That would really be the nail.
They're not too far off. I think all of us are losing our mind. You're not alone. But look, if a lot of people are out walking in that area, and now there's double the dog dung, that's not cool.
We were walking yesterday, and this woman has the biggest pit bull I've ever seen in my life. And they're walking towards me. I'm like, oh, shit.
Was he on a leash?
Yes, and it breaks loose, and he starts going after Chewy. And I'm like, oh my God. She's like, oh, don't worry, he just licks. I'm like, oh, I don't
want to take a chance.
My dog's blind. It's fucking a mess, man. It is always literally a shit show.
You got to get Chewy a treadmill.
I got to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, you do. Well, I've been telling you that.
We're working on it.
You need to go to Jupiter Farms. Lots of land.
I'm starting to think of that.
If you don't want no neighbors.
So I like neighbors. I like cool neighbors.
They're never all cool.
Not all of them.
No.
Well, you might have
one or two cool. I have really cool ones, but I didn't always have cool ones.
Well, don't you kind of have asshole neighbors, Kev?
It depends. The ones right next to us, very cool. They're awesome. Love them. And the people that are right in front of me, the husband is really awesome. His wife, and then everybody else seems okay. I just don't really know them.
True. My neighbors on both sides are cool, but there used to be on the corner, and we're pretty much very close to each other, when we were moving into our house, I was 8.5 months pregnant, and this neighbor came out of his house to yell at an 8.5 month pregnant woman because I had the nerve to have the carpet cleaners there on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah, at you.
Oh, yeah, yelling at me because I had carpet cleaners there on a Sunday. He's like, no business allowed in this community on Sundays. It's the Lord's Day. I'm like, dude,
what?
We're moving in. The carpets are dirty. I'm pregnant. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Why?
That's how we started our relationship.
Why would you give a frog's fat ass if you're that guy?
Why would you care? And to come out of your house and scream at a pregnant lady? I was 8.5 months pregnant. I was so fat. There was no missing the fact that I was pregnant.
Well, like the one woman who she saw me take my trash and put it, because there's two dumpsters. There's one in my parking lot and there's a dumpster in another parking lot. Mine was full, so I went to the other one in the parking lot. She knocks on my door to tell me I'm not allowed to use that dumpster.
Bitch, please.
I mean, what?
You know what's my dumpster now? Your car. I'm going to now start dumping all my trash on your car. Let's go.
Why do you give a shit?
Why do you give a shit what somebody else is doing?
Mm-hmm.
They do. What do you care what somebody's using for a dumpster? They use a different dumpster.
People love to shame.
Well, it started off bad.
There's some people that really hate their neighbors, though, where they go out and like, fuck yeah. Like,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's the entire There are some insane videos on YouTube of neighbors that hate each other. They get into fights.
I know. Mm-hmm. Mine started like that with this old man. Luckily, he came around. And then sure enough, you know what happened one day? He fell in his house and he needed me. And guess who picked his ass up? Me.
Look at
really?
You.
Yep. He fell. And one of the other old neighbors came running over to get my help. And we went together and she wouldn't have been able to do it by herself, but luckily there was two of us, so we helped.
You helped him.
Him,
but were you kind of bitchy, motherfucker? I'm gonna help you, motherfucker.
No, I wasn't because I felt bad for him. I'm like, this guy's obviously not doing well. He's walking the green mile.
Oh shit!
There's another shamer that's kind of got a fun little spin on it that's starting to go viral today. It is somebody that is over on Clearwater Beach that is trying to remind people what could happen if they start going to the beaches. He calls himself the Swim Reaper, and he dresses like the Grim Reaper, and he's sitting in what is like a lifeguard chair.
What?
Looking
out. Okay, people are losing it.
They're losing their
Look
mind.
At that, the Swim Reaper. And he's watching over people to remind them you come out on the beaches, you're going to get coronavirus and die.
That is amazing.
It's pretty good.
Look, yeah. He even brought his own umbrella.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's got holes in it. It's all.
Oh,
yeah.
That's an amazing
He's got
picture.
His own sickle that is there.
It's
yeah.
good stuff.
That yeah, guy is awesome.
Yeah, he's got his own account on Instagram if you want to see him, the Swim Reaper.
I'm following him.
Yeah, he's got a lot of them, actually. You'd be surprised. 443,000 followers.
Let's go.
Yeah, just by dressing up like the Grim Reaper.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And the other fun shaming story here, the headline, it says Kentucky coronavirus cases spike following shutdown protests in state capital. Whoops.
Wait, so what?
Yeah. You know, they had those protests that, you know, Kentucky had shut down the state and they wanted them to reopen. And then, boom, looks like just days later, they had 100 protesters gathered on the state lawn there in Frankfort, and the cases, they added 273 new cases in a single day, days later, and that was the biggest spike they had ever seen.
I wonder specifically if you could go in and face identify who all those people were and see if any of them specifically got the coronavirus, because that, to me, is the virus saying, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Bitch, I'll double down.
All I know, we did have that story of the guy from Ohio that had done that.
Yeah.
He had gone out to the protest.
He
said
posted.
He said it was a hoax, and that was his thing. He had a Facebook page about how don't buy it, don't believe it, live your life, and he got coronavirus and died.
Damn.
Yeah.
Corona's not fucking around.
Yeah.
You shouldn't either.
Yeah, that's some crazy
stuff. Don't taunt it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about flaunt it?
You should flaunt it.
Okay.
I recommend you just go pantsless.
Nah, no one wants that.
Walking your dog? That'd be an awesome video.
I've walked him in so many weird outfits. No wonder they think I'm fucking nuts. Lana. I'm walking him as Lana.
I know. I did the photo shoot. I
know. Your Dolphins cheerleader.
Oh, yeah.
Outfit, yeah.
They really must think we're insane.
Yeah. Oh, me and Denny's going out there. He's kicking a football off my face. Can't imagine why the neighbors got an issue with me.
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. We got a couple other things going on here, including Nick in Melbourne, who liked the On My Own duet. Virginia and Jaybird nailed it. I'd love to hear a full duet sometime. Virginia to do the. I want Virginia to do the Michael McDonald part and Jaybird to do the Patti LaBelle part. Perhaps while eating a Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie.
Okay. Right, what kind of weird fetish is this guy?
I don't know what's going on here?
Do you want me to crawl to the lens?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely tugging it.
You want me to wiggle that thing?
He's also requesting some Islands in the Stream.
So we rely on each other. From one. Okay.
I'm down. I just got to get some lyrics.
Okay. All right, so people like the duets.
Virginia was crushing it with a George Strait song here the other. I was playing on the old Giddy Up. Virginia coming in with the vocals. Real nice.
All over it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe we got to have you guys do a country duet night.
I'd love it. I think our goal to lose more followers is a good thing.
I don't know. I feel like people in that 45-year-old sweet spot like me that were digging the 90s country might love it.
If you got the pipes... Let's do it.
I think you know I don't have the pipes.
No, you got the time.
I got the time.
Let's do it.
I just don't have the vocal skill.
You'd come over, or would you be too fucking weird to come over because of Chewy? And you know what?
No.
Chewy don't want you over. I'll go to you.
Yeah, either way. I mean, me and you have been together the whole time, so.
Christine sent an email, said, show suggestion, try Hunters on Prime. I guess that'd be Amazon Prime. Said, have you guys ever heard of Operation Paperclip? If not, it's a real operation where we smuggled in top Nazi doctors and scientists to the U.S. and whitewashed their records. The reasoning was they didn't want them to fall in the hands of the Russians. We needed them. We wanted their brains. So put it this way, we would have never made it to the moon without one of them, at least not before the Russians. They were not just, they aren't bad Nazis, if there is such a thing. One of them actually did crazy experiments like sewing Jewish twins together, making Jews drink nothing but salt water and so on.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're involved with some messed up stuff, and we brought them here to the U.S.
What the hell?
These shows about hunting these Nazis. It's crazy to find out that Operation Paperclip was real. I looked it up after watching the show. Also, Jay Bird, the show Dispatchers from Elsewhere. So freaking weird and so many twists and turns, I think you might like it.
Okay, thank you for the recommendation. Yeah, there was one documentary I started watching. It was this Nazi soldier that moved to the States, and he was in his like 80s or 70s, and people found out he was a Nazi, and then they went after him. And I believe it was a real story, but I don't know what the conclusion, because it was all about, was it mistaken identity or was he really a Nazi? And it's on Netflix, and I started watching it and just forgot to finish it, but it's got the makings of a good documentary. I think you might like that, Kevin.
Yeah, it's kind of a hot topic right now, is the like the old Nazi hunter kind of thing. There's an HBO show that I think that they're going to be doing. I think it's just called Hunters.
Well, they better hurry up, because I mean, if they were Nazis that were doing bad things, they're getting old.
Well, that's part of
the, you better hunt them quick.
From when I watched it, that was part of it, how they're dying off, and that there is a race. There's a fight to get them to, you know, to bring them
to justice
for,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, it's I had kind of eyeballed that before, and I just didn't know if I'd want to watch it. Yeah, Al Pacino is the star of it, and it's Nazis living in the 1970s America, and a mysterious group of Nazi hunters led by Al Pacino. Jordan Peele has produced it. It's set to be one of Amazon's biggest breakout hits of 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Sounds interesting. Got a text from Jennifer in Wellington. She said, missing graduation is huge. So many are talking about high school graduations, but don't forget the college graduates. For some, it would be the first family member to walk the stage. They bust their butt and feel forgotten. Maybe you can plan and advertise now for something like this. Call in and leave a message saying student's name, high school, and who it's from. Play the messages through the show on the morning of that school's virtual graduation. For colleges, have a special college day and play those messages. To get people to watch KBJ TV, let people send photos and add them in somehow. This would be an awesome way to have KBJ support seniors, both high school and college. Yeah, that's a great idea, Jennifer. We actually have already had that discussion about what we could do. I've got a college senior that is going to be missing a graduation. He's got nothing.
Yeah.
And so that's not going to happen for him. That's just all foregone, and they shut down his school, and he's finishing up what he has to do, and then that's just it. So,
is he going to be going on to any more schooling?
Yeah, he
masters.
He's got a joint masterates and doctorate program that he's going to be doing next. He goes to Georgia Tech, so he'll be moving to Atlanta, Georgia in August. So, but that's it. So he wraps up at University of Michigan, and then he moves on to another place. And I'm not sure he's really getting to how. I don't know. He might be saying bye to all his friends and all that stuff. Anyway, I don't know what's going on there in Ann Arbor, but yeah. So I got somebody that's going through that too, and he's taking it in stride. He doesn't get bent out of shape about stuff, so he's just like, oh well. But I get that. We talked about that, and then we were like, well, I mean, if that's just names running on the radio, do we do a video where people could send us a video in their cap and gown, and we add that all together and then post it up on KBJ stuff?
That seems like a
long project. Yeah, long project, and then would anybody really partake in it and care? You know, the problem that we're dealing with right now is everybody's just scattered. Everybody's in different patterns and doing different stuff, and I mean, if it would really mean something to people and people participate, but, you know, some people are watching Netflix and some people are doing this and some people are doing virtual schooling. Some people aren't watching anything or listening to anything, you know, so that's the only thing. If it would mean something to people, if we could find that idea that we could execute and people would, it requires participation too.
Sure.
Which, you know, I'm not just going to go through the yearbook at John I. Leonard High School and start reading off names.
Go Lancers!
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right way to handle it. I'm not sure anybody would be entertained by that. Even the kids graduating would be like, this is terrible. So it's just, yeah, if you guys have any ideas or, you know, if we could see that kids would, if it would mean something to kids and they would participate and there was an idea that we could do, then, you know, maybe there is something in there. I mean, I had even thought of, at one point, I was kicking around the idea, and this was, it was probably 3-4 weeks ago now. This is before we really knew what was going on. I was even kicking around with our program director, Randy. I'm like, what if, like, at the fairgrounds we have where kids could drive by and you did a virtual graduation that we could make a video of and they would come by and we'd announce their names or something like that? So I'd even thought of those kind of things, anything from reading names to making a video to having something where we stood there and social distancing was happening. You put your name in the car window. I mean, but it just, nothing really was like
sticking.
Yeah.
Well, then
yeah.
They said you can't leave your house either.
Yeah, like, oh. And so there's just so many different hurdles with it. And like I said, I just don't know what the participation would be because people are out of there. Who would hear about it? What would they send us? What would we do it on the radio? Just a video? So I don't know. If you guys have any ideas or any thoughts on it, that's as far as we got with it. And we're just like, I don't know.
We got to make it entertaining and yeah. Figure out how to do that.
Well, and that's the problem with it. When you start reading a laundry list of names, then it's like, okay.
You can lose a room real quick.
Right. So that's kind of the challenge. So unfortunately, my feeble brain was not able to come up with what I felt was the right idea. So if you got something you want to add to it, I do appreciate your input there. You guys are always free to do it. So thank you very much. Also want to say thank you to Susanna. She said, I love the fact you're now on till 11. Been listening to your show since Jason came on. You're the only normal I've got in my life right now.
Aww.
She said, I suffer from depression in these uncertain times when everybody is scared and anxious and unsure of the future. I want to remind everybody that those of us with mental illness feel that way all the time. And right now, most likely, are feeling it 100 times over. So please, if you know someone who suffers from a mental illness, call them, talk to them, make sure they are okay. I hope that when we go back to the normal, whatever that might be, the people will have more sympathy for us knowing what it feels like. We talked about that term today. It's called the vibe check, I believe. At least that's according to Urban Dictionary. That's what they call it.
Check in with those, especially those that are most fragile or those that are most unemployed. You know, people that you know, have zero income coming in, and they're probably trying to figure out how they're going to eat, check in with them.
And just call them and go, so, hey, how's your vibe? And see what they say. Seriously. What? I don't know. I got to go to fucking bed or something.
All right. Well, let's do that. Yeah, okay. All right.
Damn, you shut down the podcast.
I need to go to bed.
Again.
To go to bed.
I'm just joking over here. Oh. Fucking jokes, remember? We try to do that?
No, no jokes.
No, it's time to go anyway. We're, I'm tired.
Yeah, we're
coming up on 6 hours on the radio. It's about time to go.
A lot of talking.
Yeah, a lot of talking. It's time to go. All right, thank you all for being here for us. We appreciate it. Always here for you. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye.